More pictures and videos of abuse at Abu Ghraib prison are arriving on Capitol Hill today. The Senate will determine who has access to them. If those images become public, they'll certainly add to the uproar that began when the CBS program 60 Minutes 2 first aired images of prisoner abuse nearly 2 weeks ago. The scandal is the latest in a long line of news stories where vivid pictures have galvanized public opinion in a way that print accounts have not. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on why.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld first found out about allegations of Iraqi prisoner abuse in January, but he told the Senate Armed Services Committee on Friday that it wasn't until months later, when he saw photographs of the abuse, that he realized how serious the offenses were.
It is the photographs that gives one the vivid realization of what actually took place. Words don't do it.
The Iraqi prisoner abuse photos are the latest addition to a list of images that have defined the public's perception of a news story.
The Birmingham dogs during the civil rights days, the picture of the napalm girl on a highway in Vietnam, the raising of the flag on Iwo Jima during World War II. It's just off the top of my head without even, giving it a moment's consideration.
Hal Buell was photography director for the Associated Press, and he wrote the book Moments, Pulitzer Prize-winning photographs. Some of the photographs he talks about were taken more than half a century ago, yet they remain etched in Americans' memories. Buell thinks that's in part because pictures have more credibility than print. Photographs seem to get rid of the middleman.
Words are the tools of someone who sees something and then describes it. Pictures are of themselves, and they describe something that actually happened.
Edwin Guthman says it's dangerous to give images too much credibility. He's a professor at the University of Southern California School of Journalism, and he won a Pulitzer Prize in 1950. Guthman says images can be manipulated just like words. He points to the video of Rodney King being beaten by Los Angeles police officers in 1991. The video, he says, began with King advancing on the officers, but the TV station that first ran the video cropped the beginning of the tape, so the public only saw the police attacking King.
And when this came out in the trial of the police officers, and the jury saw the whole thing, they acquitted the officers, and then that, of course, touched off the riot.
In terms of the Iraqi prisoner abuse photos, most newspapers have published tightly cropped versions of the images, showing just the abusers and their victims. Some of the unedited images show a crowd of servicemen and women standing on the periphery watching the abuse. Kurt Gehring is senior deputy executive director of Amnesty International. He says in his experience, pictures are crucial for getting the public turned on to a story.
You can write hundreds of reports with thousands or ten thousands of words, but it essentially falls on deaf ears unless you have something else that is able to get the attention of people.
Gehring says he personally distributed reports on Iraqi prisoner abuse to high-ranking White House and coalition authority officials over the last year. Nothing sparked public outrage until the photographs came out. John Gabrielli says there may be a biological reason for the disproportionate impact that pictures have on us. He's a psychology professor at Stanford.
For pictures, even very neutral ones, we remember the details for very long periods in great detail.
Gabrielli says studies have used brain imaging to show that humans have stronger and longer-lasting reactions to pictures than we do to written descriptions. He says that may be because we've evolved with images. Text is a relatively recent innovation.
The closer what we see is to life, the more our brains will respond, our mind will respond.
He says still images may not be the same as real life, but they come closer to real-life experience than the best writing in the world. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Some historic images with lasting impact are at our website, npr.org.